550 KBMW.
All right, we're back. 67 degrees. Partly cloudy. Welcome to our Wednesday talk around. Kirk and Jennifer in here to talk with me this morning about the Rick Kropp Medical Fundraiser. I know this was brought up at Headwaters Music Festival, too, and some things going on with Rick. Jennifer, we'll start with you. How's Rick doing, number one?
He's doing pretty good.
Okay. And all things considered, now give us some background here. Tell us the story.
Okay. So May 8th, he went to Fargo because he was having back pain. He was diagnosed that same night with multiple myeloma. That's a type of blood cancer that also weakens the bones. He was transferred to Roger Maris the next day, and he immediately started chemo. Currently, he's on three different types of chemo. Hasn't been able to work since the day he left the bar, which was May 8th. That's the primary income for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Currently has 8 spine fractures, 2 broken ribs, 2 broken vertebrae in his neck, and struggles with extreme pain. He's scheduled next week for another bone marrow biopsy and PET scan to check the amount of cancer cells in his bones.
Okay. So this is kind of a day-to-day thing.
Yes.
With Rick. And when you talk about the bar, we're talking the number 9 Bar and Grill out in Campbell. Kirk Peterson in this morning. Kirk, what's going on as far as the fundraiser? What's happening, my friend?
It's going to be tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I guess, from 3 to 8 down to Campbell, number 9. We're doing a little fundraiser for Rick since he hasn't been able to work. We're going to have, it's going to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have some silent auctions, some boards down there. Then a meal will be served from 5 to 8, and that's going to be a free will offering. There'll be raffles in that.
Rick Fiddler.
I was just going to remember that. Sorry, Rick.
Rick going to show up and make some music. I love that.
Rick's going to be down there giving us a little entertainment, and hopefully everything will come off and no rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we'll try to keep that away from you as well. And again, like I said, this is kind of an ongoing process for Rick, too. How are his spirits? I mean, is he staying pretty positive?
And, he is, yes.
And that's good to hear, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
One of the things on how our spirits are, Nat, I've taken Rick to several of his chemos up in Fargo and talking with him a little bit. He actually has about 5 days out of 3 weeks that he actually feels like he is halfway human.
Okay.
Of course, we all know it takes you down severely in that. And he's doing very well. I've seen him a couple times where he's just says, I can't do anything today, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day he can be up and doing fairly well. The nice thing about Rick and Steph is they're foster parents. They've been doing that for a lot of years. So they've been giving and taking and not taking, I should say, taking care of children and that. They actually adopted a little guy, Charlie, here a couple of years ago. And so they've been helping out and doing their part, and I guess it's our turn to turn around and hopefully help them out and give them a little help.
Oh, without a doubt. And I was thinking about this when I was first approached about this. It gets back to that. Why does this crap always happen to really good people?
Right.
You know, and when I think of Rick, that's, you know, it definitely applies there.
A little story about that. Of course, Rick and I were on the fire department fire rescue years back. We had a rescue call. It was later on at night. We got out there, and here it happened to be one of Rick's kids, and taken into the hospital and this and that. And, of course, as a firefighter rescue, you go out to these scenes, and you go on scene, and you do your job, and you're supposed to go home and go to sleep. Most nights you kind of do. It's the only way you're going to survive doing this job. And that night Rick looked at me, and he says, "Will you come to the hospital with me?" So we went in there, and we were sitting at the hospital, and he looked at me, and he said, "This isn't supposed to be us."
Mm-hmm.
And you never think it's going to be your family, and I guess now that's kind of what I'm thinking about Rick. This isn't supposed to be us.
Right.
And it has turned into us, and I guess everybody says, you're putting a lot of time in and helping out, and you and Jen are doing a heck of a job. Why are you doing it? Well, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. It's our community. It's our friends. It's our family. That's what we do, is take care of our family.
Step up. Yeah, absolutely. And again, thoughts and prayers We can do that too. But tomorrow night, they're going to need your help out at number 9. Kirk, cover that one more time. The Rick Kropp Medical Fundraiser.
It'll be tomorrow, Thursday, August 10th, starting at 3 to 8 at the number 9 Bar and Grill down in Campbell. Meal will be served from 5 to 8. We'll have pulled pork sandwiches, chips, ice cream. We're going to have raffles, multiple boards. Rick Fiddler will be doing some live music. A lot of bake sale items. And anybody that's bringing items down, please bring them down today or early tomorrow morning so we can get things lined up and set up. It really helps us out a lot.
Okay, fantastic. And folks, if you missed any of this interview and you want this information, we'll be podcasting this too and putting it up on our website, kbmwnews.com. Just go there and you can hear the entire interview back. Well, Jennifer, Kirk, thanks so much for stopping in. And Rick, if you're out there listening, much love to you, my friend. And get better, you know. And hope to see everybody out at the number 9 tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Kirk, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
It's 9:45, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Join me, Steve Yurnas, for all of your regional news right here on your Voice of the Valley, KBMW, 1450 AM.
People called it prison when I was growing up, but these are my roots and this is what I love. 'Cause everybody knows me and I know them.